You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
I shot the sheriff, and I shot the deputy, and I shot JR, and my wife, and Robert Durst's wife. I've been a very naughty boy. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Johann Sebastian Cuck for that catchphrase submission, Johann Sebastian Cuck. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a songwriter. I hope that's not too reductive when I say he's a songwriter. We also have a content creator will be here. So that's very exciting. But before we get to them, we want to talk to our guest of honor. It's her second appearance on the show, of which she remembers this one only.
I remember it so well.
She's on the Live, Laugh, Love tour currently, and she also is in a Netflix program called FUBAR. Please welcome back to the show, Fortune Feimster. Hello.
Hi.
Wait, Scott. I'm sorry. Is it Feimster?
It's Feimster.
I'm so sorry. It's we talked right. about this last time.
It's all right. It looks very confusing how it's
It's because
written.
The EI, right?
Yeah. It's
but
like,
then you say neither or neither. I think you should accept both.
I know. At this point, I feel like maybe you just go by Fortune.
Yeah, that's right. Are you? You're a mononym.
That's right. Me and Oprah.
There are no other fortunes in show business, as far as I can tell.
Not that I know of. I know there's some like last names Fortune.
Like who?
That guy that took over for the lead singer of NXS.
Oh yeah, JD Fortune.
Bam.
From Rockstar NXS.
That came to you so quick. You're like, I have no idea who you mean. JD Fortune.
Not quick enough. I'm very ashamed of the half second pause I took.
Yeah, that's the only one I know of.
Okay. Well, I think you've eclipsed him in terms of fame.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't believe he's with NXS anymore. I did see, I believe Jimmy Pardo and I went to see NXS at the aforementioned Greek Theater. I say aforementioned because I was talking about it before the show began with someone. But, and he just, when you go see NXS, you don't want the lead singer to be, I mean, say the F word every once in a while, like, fuck yeah.
He was like dropping it.
Constantly.
Whoa, yeah.
Just like in between every song, fuck, man, this is fucking so fucking cool. It's fucking real. And it was just like, that's not what you want out of NXS. Speaking of which, FUBAR.
We have a lot of expectations of NXS.
FUBAR, which stands for Fucked Up Beyond All Repair,
is on Netflix now. How do we feel about putting that kind of filth on our airwaves?
Well, I think it really describes what you're getting. It's ridiculous.
Meaning,
right?
The, like, you put it on and it breaks Netflix, or
no? I mean, it is. It's doing well. It's not breaking Netflix, but
like your app crashes or what?
Yeah,
what
everyone's app's crashing. Mm-hmm. It's gone FUBAR.
Tell us about FUBAR, because I watched approximately one episode of this.
Yeah.
In preparation for today's show. This is a Arnold Schwarzenegger project.
Yeah.
And would it surprise you to learn that I went to go see a movie, The Fast and Furious 10, recently,
nice.
And at the Grove, and they were setting up for the FUBAR premiere.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was there. We just missed each other.
I guess we did.
Yeah. It's a great...
And they eyed me suspiciously when I walked into the theater, like, you're not trying to go to the FUBAR premiere, are you? I was like, no, Fast 10.
It was a hard get to get into that premiere.
There was a lot of security.
Are you coming to this premiere? Probably because Arnold was there, and you know.
Does he have a large security detail? Is he like what people talk about when they talk about Hollywood types having a lot of security?
He has that when he's going to an event, just because not only is like this big movie star, but he was the governor. So he still has that, you know, part of his life. He has a chief of staff and everything.
Really? He still has a chief of staff? God, mm-hmm. I wish I had a chief of staff.
He has a secretary that's worked for him for like 30 years. He has a big team, and a lot of them have worked for him for many, many years. But when he's just like when we were filmed in Toronto, we were filming there for 5 months. He has like one guy that goes with him a lot of places, but they're like really good friends. They work out together. He's a stand-in. He's kind of all things. But he could also be his bodyguard if need be.
I see. So workout buddy to bodyguard to stand in. Mm-hmm. I love this.
And he takes like the behind the scenes footage.
Really? This guy's a jack of all. Let's do a documentary about this guy.
I was like, I need a person like that.
Just did you have a stand in?
I had one through the show.
You did.
But I didn't.
Because I was watching FUBAR. I was watching FUBAR.
I just fly my stand in everywhere I go. This is all she does.
I was watching FUBAR and approximately one episode, and it seemed to me like 75% of the shots of Arnold were shot far away and using a stand-in. Any comment?
Okay. So, the first episode, definitely that a lot more, because they were like really leaning into the action with him.
Right, right.
And then I think as we went, they were like, let's just have him do what he does best, you know, like all the, like his... silly one-liners and things like that. So I think the show, as it went, sort of found the sweet spot with him and what works for him.
But did you hang out with him? What's it like hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger? You have any? I mean, because you were in scenes with. I was like, okay, did Fortune ever actually share the screen? And you had...
we were in a lot of scenes
You were in a lot of scenes together. So what's that like?
Because as the show goes, I'm in it a lot more. And we do a lot of stuff together. Our characters are pretty close. We hung out, not as much in Toronto, because we were working 15 hours a day. So on the weekends, he was like exhausted. And he had a bazillion lines to learn. So he was very focused. He would like.
Was he off book from the beginning of the show for all episodes?
He was right from day one. He had a lion's share of stuff to do. At his age, I don't know how he did it, truth be told.
How are you with lines? Because when doing the Comedy Bang Bang television show, I noticed most comedians refused to learn lines.
It was just a pleasure
to work with like real actors when they would come on the show and be off book.
I'm really good at it. But I come from the Groundlings world first, and then I'd gotten to stand up.
So a lot of lines there?
In Sunday Company.
Oh, because you're doing actual sketches.
Yeah, and you were learning sketches day of, and they were changing up until time to get on the stage. So learning lines had to come so fast. There was just no room for error. You had so little time to prep.
Okay, I'm going to write down a line.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna show it to you for approximately 3 seconds.
Okay.
So talk while I come up.
But I've hung out a lot with Arnold once we wrapped, weirdly enough.
Really?
Yeah. He's invited us to his house a number of times. He invites us to go to charity events.
Really?
I randomly went into a coffee shop in Columbus, Ohio, because I was traveling to Cincinnati, and there was like thousands of people on the street. And I was like, what are all these people doing here? And they're like, it's the Arnold Classic. There were like 200,000 people.
Wait, is he the Arnold Palmer guy?
What's that? Oh, yeah, everyone's there for iced tea and lemonade. It's this giant like Comic-Con for bodybuilding that he's done for like 30-something years. Wow. And they're like, he's like right there at that hotel. And I was like, what? So I texted his guys and I was like, I'm across the street. They're like, come over. So he was so excited. He was showing me everything.
Oh, my God. That
I was watching competition. So, yeah, he's very generous with his time.
Is it difficult to not imitate him every time you talk to him?
Always do that. I'm like, get to the chopper. Whenever we're like needed to go somewhere, I'll be like, I'll be back.
You buy him a hot dog. Use your choppers. All right.
He loves it, though. He loves it. He's a good sport.
I have a line here, the bottom thing.
Okay.
1001, 1002, 1003.
I didn't even read the whole thing.
1001, 1002, 1003.
Hello, Sir Max. I see your assortment of chihuahuas.
Yeah, pretty good.
But I sort of always paraphrase lines.
You play a spy, or you play, are you on the tech team, or are you officially, so you're in the CIA?
I'm the CIA, a field agent. I don't know how you can't tell that I'm an action star.
The majority of the approximately one episode I watched, you were on a plane most of the time.
Yeah, I will say the
telling
jokes. I think the show gets a lot better. Okay. First
I thought it was great.
It was
but if
you're to watch it for plot lines, that's not the show for you.
Well, let's talk about the plot. It's essentially Arnold Schwarzenegger is a CIA operative.
Yep.
Who's retiring. Mm-hmm. He has a family. He's never told his family that he's in the CIA.
Uh-huh.
He goes on one last mission, or mish, as they call
mish.
It. And he happens to see in deep undercover his daughter.
Yep.
Who is also a CIA operative. He didn't know. She's been lying to him and her family. He's been lying to her and his family. And they're now stuck together and they're on a mission together.
A new mission, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's sort of a nod to True Lies.
Yeah, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, instead of the you know.
If you're like nodding and saying, I'm going to take your entire premise.
And so it's just we go in that CIA world and the family world. They're always intersecting. But the show's ridiculous. I'm like punching Arnold in the wiener, you know, like. Clearly, it's a very...
Were you actually punching a stand-in, though? Arnold like, this is the one scene like, I want to do?
Yeah, he took it like a champ. I even say the word wiener at some point.
Wow.
If that tells you how serious my
it is a comedy. And what's interesting about it was when I saw the... I don't know if I told you this, but I was at a showing of Fast 10 the other day, and they were having the premiere.
Fast and Furious experience.
Yeah, me paying for Fast and Furious. I was like, oh, FUBAR, this must be a Netflix movie. It's actually a television program spread out over
eight episodes
mm-hmm. which is unique in this type of action comedy kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why they leaned into the family dynamic so that you could dig into a little bit more of the backstory and it not just be a crazy action comedy.
Is there talk about further seasons? Is it that kind of show where it's like, oh wow, this could go?
Yeah, we're waiting to hear. Really? They always calculate the numbers. Currently it's number one all over the world.
That seems like if they calculated that, that's a pretty good number.
That's pretty good numbers. So, I think...
Let's see, one plus one plus one like plus
even,
one.
Even countries that had no idea had Netflix. Like, it's number one. It's pretty wild. But he's huge internationally.
Yeah.
So, everyone's hopeful because it is, you know, so far doing really well.
And was it a fun job to do where you're like, man, I could do this for a long time?
Yeah, really fun. I mean, I don't know how many seasons he would want to do it. He's a busy guy. But he seemed to
love
it.
Sounds like he has the Arnold Classic and what else?
That's right. He's the busiest person I know.
It's interesting, yeah, because it's not like the old days back in the 80s and 90s where he's in four movies a year.
Right.
But he's got a lot of stuff on his plate.
Well, yeah, like I said, he's still kind of living his life like in that governor role too. Like he does like tons of appearances all the time and tons of charity work all the time. I had no idea about that aspect of his life.
Hmm.
He's like constantly going to like, you know, talk to veterans. He has an after school program. He's doing like climate change events. It's like,
sounds a lot like me. Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. So
I had an after school program. It's called detention. Anyway, Fortune Feimster is here. You're also on the Live Laugh Love tour. You're an accomplished stand-up comedian. You came originally from Groundlings doing improv and sketch, and then you segued into stand-up from there, or were you doing them during concurrently?
Yeah, I started with improv first and sketch, and then someone came to a sketch show, and they were like, you like seem like a stand-up.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I think she thought I had a very specific point of view in the sketches I had written.
Interesting. It wasn't because you were like had a microphone and were telling jokes during the sketch.
No setup and punchline. So, shout out Lisa Joffrey. She definitely like got that ball rolling. It was something I had always thought about doing.
Did you then? Did you sort of go like, oh, here's something. Here's a whole bunch of jokes that maybe I'll try out. Like, what was your first time like?
I ended up doing a class. I took the like studious route. I thought, okay, I can learn how to do this. But basically it just got me doing it. You can't, right. It's hard to learn. You kind of have to just
do. On stage pretty much.
Yeah. So it created like a safe environment to like be like, oh, no one knows what they're doing.
At a certain point, did you just like say, I'm throwing away everything I learned in class. Now I sort of see what it's kind of like.
Yeah, I just learned the biggest hurdle is just getting on stage.
Right.
And I was too afraid to do it for so long.
So that gave you a comfort level of like, okay, I've studied enough.
Yeah, well, at the end of the 6 weeks, you do a show at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. And my material is not deep. I think my first joke was about how I hated strawberries. If that tells you what I was like working with.
What do you remember
don't know what any punchline was. I just was ranting about strawberries because I hate the seeds.
Oh, interesting. I find you can barely, it's not like a blackberry.
I know, but I don't know. For some reason, I have this visceral reaction if I were to bite into a strawberry where I'm like, ugh.
Are you allergic? That's one thing.
No, but I would rather tell people. I think that was part of the joke. I would rather tell people I'm allergic.
Right.
Because to just tell a human you hate strawberries gets everyone very upset.
I guess I was pretty upset, but I was really trying to tamp it down.
I know.
But I was furious.
There's a lot of strawberry lovers out there. They're like, what? How do you hate strawberries?
This is pretty much an example of what
that's exactly what they would say, yeah.
But now you're one of America, if not the world's greatest stand-up comedians.
The world's
living
greatest.
Living or dead.
Yes.
And you're on the Live, Laugh, Love tour, and you're going all over the place. You were saying you're going to Dananda.
I'm going to Australia. I can't really do an accent, but I'm going to go to Australia in July.
In July?
It's going to be winter time there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's Christmas down there.
Yeah, so...
Make sure you dress up like Santa during all your shows.
I will. I'm growing my beard as we speak.
Good.
But yeah, I'm going all over the U.S. A lot of tons.
Canada?
Of
you going back to Toronto?
We're waiting to see if we get another season. If we shoot up there,
Did you do a bunch of shows while you were shooting? Was there a lot of downtime, I would imagine?
Well, it's in the thick of the COVID stuff still, so I could they were like like very stern about like going to the small clubs.
It would be nice to do the show now when it's not as bad with COVID.
Yeah,
you could
sure.
Just kind of like relax,
just
there.
Kiss everybody
yeah,
on
everyone
the mouth.
On the mouth.
They're like, no, you still can't do that.
Just sexually harassing everyone like, on no. set.
They're like, no, just because you technically can does not mean you should. It definitely would be nice to film like that because there was a whole aspect of the COVID protocols that made it even longer days.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. And when does the tour wrap up? How long are you out there?
I'm gonna probably do this tour until next summer. I'm not in a hurry.
Really?
Yeah. I really want to take my time. I feel like after the pandemic, like once things open back up again, all of us just like packed these ginormous tours into like a year or less and filmed a special and that was great. Like my special Good Fortune came out in October, but I'm just like, I want to take my time and really like go to a bunch of cities I've never gone to before.
Where have you never been to before?
Well, there's a few places on my list. I've never been to West Virginia. I'm going to
I don't
do
think
Charleston.
I've ever been to West Virginia either.
Yeah. Never done Dayton, Ohio. That's on the list. Evansville, Indiana. I just did Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. A lot of markets and a lot of towns and cities I'd never.
I would love to do that. I would love to go to and do a show in every city in America.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot. I don't know what the venues would be like, but then you have some old standbys like San Diego coming up.
And not do them like where they're next to each other the next night. Like right. you do California, like Naperville.
Yeah.
One night, then go to out to the East Coast, then come back to California.
Well, that's a journey.
Yeah, I would love that. That's the dream for any comedian.
I mean, but you know, it's like everyone's in such a rush to get all this content on.
We're going to be talking to a content creator pretty soon.
I know. He's going to have to give me some tips about how to keep that content going.
I like this, though, Fortune, because it's like you're taking your time. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do it, take our time, do it right.
Yeah.
We can do it, baby.
Wait, that sounds
do it tonight.
Familiar.
No, I came up with that.
You wrote that.
I wrote that right
interesting.
Now. Yeah.
That feels like something that could stick.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's got juice and legs. Well, this is great. The Live, Laugh, Love tour is out there until next summer. So don't rush. But if Fortune's in your town, that may be the only time she ever goes there because
yeah,
she's never
Diego.
Been there before. San Diego. You'll probably be back to San
Diego.
I'll
be back to San Diego.
But like if you're in the middle of nowhere and you see Fortune has a show, she's testing the waters.
Yeah.
This may be the only time she ever goes there.
Yeah, don't F it up.
Yes.
That's what I tell people when I come to their city. Don't F this up.
Exactly. We went to Cleveland for the first time last summer.
You did?
And did our first show in Cleveland. Yeah. And it was one of those testing the waters things where it's like, is Cleveland going to be okay?
Yeah.
You never know. And then incredible show there, incredible audience.
Yeah.
And so you go, okay, we're going to come back to Cleveland. You make a little note. We're coming back to Cleveland.
Cleveland's tried and true. Dayton, we'll see how
we'll
they...
We'll see Dayton. We'll see but Dayton, if you live in Dayton, get out there and see Fortune because she may never come back in these parts
don't
again.
Don't F this up.
Yeah. By the way, you can Dayton. Say... But you can say fuck.
Oh, don't fuck it up.
Yes!
Dayton.
I thought you said Satan. don't fuck this up, Satan.
Dayton. And Evansville, Indiana.
What if there was one town in America called Satan? Like, Satan, Ohio.
Is there? Maybe there is.
There should be.
I don't know. But it's spelled S-A-T-O-N.
Yes.
Satan.
Satan. Well, Live, Laugh, Love tour is out and FUBAR on Netflix. All episodes are available. Is that true?
Yeah.
They're all out there.
They're all out there.
I only watched approximately one because...
you were too busy watching Fast and Furious.
And hanging around the lobby hoping I'd see you and get
and
an invite.
Arnold.
Arnold,
I'd really love to talk about FUBAR.
I would love to hear him say the title.
Yeah, he says it at the very end of the show.
He says it at the very end of the show?
Yep.
This has been FUBAR!
I wrote the line for him.
Really?
Well, he really wanted the show to be named FUBAR.
Interesting.
That Netflix was not, they were like, we'll see.
Right.
And he was like, no, I really, he just decided, I wanted to be named FUBAR. Because it does kind of sum up the ridiculousness and the craziness of the show. And so we were in this van and it was, as written, it was kind of just like, I think someone said well, what are we going to do now? And he just kind of goes, I don't know.
Okay, this is a terrible line, I have to say. Send that script back. Look, this is what
maybe
the,
there was
if, some... if this is why the strike is happening, we are fucked.
Maybe there was something better, but in my head, it was just kind of like, I don't know. And so I said, Arnold, if you really want this show to be called FUBAR, you should say everything's totally FUBAR or things are totally FUBAR, something to that. I go, or say out the acronym, whatever you want. And he goes, it's totally FUBAR. And he did it a couple more times. The director was like, that's great. Where'd that come from? And he goes, I don't know.
That's a star. Not giving credit to your co-stars.
No, I think he just
just popped in my head.
It came out. The voice of God told me to call it FUBAR.
Well, this is great. FUBAR out there on Netflix. Live, Laugh, Love tour. Fortune, can you stick around? We have a great show. We have a songwriter coming up and a content creator.
Whoa.
So this is a packed show.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're here for it.
Try to find some of those old songs I was hoping to sell.
Oh, yeah. This is a person who writes songs and has other people sing
them. I thought
maybe
you'd have some connections.
I don't know. We'll see, though.
Okay.
Look them up on your phone. See if you can find some of the old songs you were trying to sell. We're going to have more from Fortune Feimster. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Fortune Feimster is here. FUBAR is on Netflix right now. And who else is in the cast? You have the daughter is played by
Monica Barbaro,
who we all know from Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, she was Phoenix.
She was Phoenix. Was she coming off of Maverick? Because I remember they filmed that a long time ago.
They filmed that one first.
Yeah, yeah.
Top Gun first.
And they filmed that in 2019, I believe.
Yeah, and it's the same production company, Sky.
Same production company. So that, oh, that's a, oh, man.
Yeah. I gotta start hanging around production companies.
I know, right? You're like, hey,
what else you got going on?
A bunch of things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then Live, Laugh, Love tour. Where do people get tickets for
FortuneFeemster.com.
Okay, you got FortuneFeemster.com. Congratulations.
It was weirdly not taken.
All right, we need to get to our next guest. He is a songwriter of note. I believe he has written a musical. He's been on this show, I'm being told, once before. Please welcome to the show, Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Scottrick.
Oh, my God.
As if things aren't bad enough, the worst introduction you've ever given me.
Hello. Oh, yes, Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. Yes, we have, you've been on the show several times.
Yes, several times.
I apologize for that. I don't have all of the correct information.
Well, thank you for your generous apology.
It's great to see you again. This is Fortune Feemster.
Fortune? Oh, why must I be reminded of Fortune when mine have turned so sour of late?
Oh no, Andrew, you're pretty legendary.
Lord Webber.
Sorry.
He prefers.
I'm from the South. We're very, informal.
Well, we're not at the gator wrestling event right now.
Okay, my apologies, Lord Webber.
That's quite all right.
I was trying to give you a compliment. I was saying you're pretty legendary. So
you're pretty legendary, but you're also You're also
legendarily
disheveled right now. What is going on? Like,
I'm sorry, is my medal askew?
I mean, it's very askew, and your topping hat is...
Your topping hat.
It's got the top of it is like cut out, and it's like a Campbell's tin can.
I haven't been terribly well of late.
What's happening with your opera cape?
It's barely staying on. It's hanging by a thread.
Oh, is this because...
As am I.
Is this because Cats ended?
No, dear child. Cats...
Cats did end sort of recently, in the last year.
But
it
will rise again, as it always
does. As a movie. It just should be a movie.
Let's not talk about that. I appreciate you not knowing why I would be in such a state, but...
I know a little bit about Broadway.
The Great White Way.
The Great White Way. And I do know that one of your classic shows, Phantom of the Opera,
yes,
recently closed down after approximately, I want to say, 35 years on Broadway.
Dear old Phantom, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
So, two wonderful send off. Well, Cats, but I mean, even more than that, your newest show.
Yes.
Did Lord Webber have a flop?
Must you say it so clearly?
I told you, I'd kind of just get to it. No formalities.
Fortune, have you heard of the show Bad Cinderella?
No, I've not. Sorry, Lord Webber, I have not heard of this.
Well, why should you be any different from anyone else?
What was it about?
Well,
what do you think? Let me ask you. What do you think it's about, based on the title alone?
Bad Cinderella?
Yes.
Like, Cinderella is a real bitch. All like right. Cinderella, but she's...
But she's like mean to people mean, instead of her... What? How do you think her sisters act?
I think they... Stepsisters. They flip it. So the sisters are humanitarians.
Oh, so close, so close.
And Cinderella is a bitch and kind of a Bradzilla.
You were right. You were right in the first part.
Okay.
But the stepsisters remain vainglorious and terrible.
Okay.
But Cinderella becomes a scapegoat for the town. People don't like her. That's why they call her Bad Cinderella. But yes,
a scapegoat for the town? What does that mean?
The town of Beauville, France. They are voted the most attractive village 50 years in a row.
That's a prize that you can win back then?
Back then?
Most attractive. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you think Cinderella is an historical figure?
I don't think any version of it I've ever seen has been present day.
It's not present day, but it's also not real. So when you say, is that a prize you could win back then? There is no back then.
Everything is back then. Every story that's ever been written is back then.
Is this what we're going to do now?
Unless it's sci-fi.
Even
Star Wars was a long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Far away, yeah.
Well, then, yes. Back then, this was a prize that a town could win.
Thank you.
This was also the age when pumpkins turned into coaches. Doesn't happen so much anymore.
Yeah, that's not as current. There's no coaches.
So this is a town. A town was awarded by whom, by the way? By
Guinness.
Is this like this universe or?
Yes. In this, what? I don't understand why I have to. Did we have to break it down to basic storytelling for you?
Is it judges, like, or is it like one guy? Or
is it like a Trump pageant?
Yeah.
It's not so much about the award. This is just the beginning.
Oh, that wasn't the entirety of the plot?
Bloody musical. No.
Okay, so let's start back with Cinderella.
Yes.
What was she like?
She was a sort of sassy goth.
Hmm. I see.
And everyone blames her for everything.
She wore black, or was it the cinders? I don't know if you know this, but Cinderella got her name because her name was Ella, and she had so much soot from the cinders covering her face all the time. Oh. She was considered to be ugly, and they called her Cinderella.
Hmm.
Thank you.
And so was she wearing black, or were the cinders just turning her clothes black?
She was wearing black. We didn't put cinders on her face. It's still a show.
So she was a goth?
Yes.
Hmm. A goth? No offense.
Well, a goth in the Broadway sense, meaning she wore black.
Right.
No offense, Lord Webber. Mm. This does sound terrible.
You're already condemning it just based on this?
Based on she wears black.
She's a beloved character. You're really...
Is she, though?
I mean...
Is Cinderella a beloved character?
Yeah.
What do you love so much about
her?
You
know, she fit her foot in that slipper, and she got that's her like man.
Her one skill. Yeah. She has a right-sized foot.
But that, you know...
Well, it's the right-sized foot because it's a shoe she'd already wore. Right.
But back then, that was...
Do people forget that she lost a shoe at the ball? Do they think that the prince had a shoe and he was just looking for someone to fit it?
Here's the thing that I don't get. Like, I go into a shoe store...
Go among many. You deserve a roast.
I go into a shoe store. I could find, depending on the size of the store, of course, I could find hundreds of shoes that fit my foot.
This was something that happened back then?
Yes, back then.
In the world of this story?
Anytime I would go into a shoe store. Was her the size of her foot so abnormal? Was she like a triple wide? You know, what was going on with Cinderella's
that
feet?
Like only she could fit.
Only
in that
she could
shoe?
Fit, yeah. In the entire town?
Yes, her foot was shaped like a hand.
What?
Does that help you?
Do you go into it though? I mean, these are the kind of questions an audience would have.
No, we don't go. I don't wait, think you, that's true.
Wait, were
an
you,
audience of Scott Aukerman's? Yes.
Were you involved in the original Cinderella? Excuse me for asking.
The fairy tale?
Yeah.
No.
Are you that old? Back then?
I know I don't look my best right now, but I am not hundreds of years old.
I wasn't sure. Involved? I don't know. Because you have a lot of... You've done a lot. There's a lot under your belt.
We don't know how old you are. We're young people.
You could be 100 for all I know.
This interview is barely minutes old, and it's already FUBAR.
Did you write that for him?
Frighteningly...
I slipped a piece of paper over
it here. Is frighteningly unpleasant, beastly, and rotten.
That's a different meaning in English.
Yeah, that's not the acronym for FUBAR.
Lord Webber, I feel bad. I mean, first of all, this was known as Cinderella in your country, was
yes,
it not?
It
and
was.
Then you added the bad to it to try
when
to
it
like
opened on Broadway,
yes. Sort of like bad moms, bad teacher, bad what else?
Bad timing, a sensual obsession.
How long did it play for?
Fortune, why must you ask me? It opened in March and it closed. It closed. June.
Not the worst I've ever heard.
It's the worst I've ever heard.
For me.
I've heard about that musical Shucked. That seems like a good new one.
Which one?
What?
Shucked.
S-H-U-T or?
S-H-U-C-K-E-D.
Oh, Shucked.
What does that stand for?
I it seems like
shit.
It's going pretty well from what I hear. It's a new one.
Do you think I'm a fan of musicals?
I assumed you were.
Did you think that's what I'm known for? The musical world is being a big fan.
I don't know if you heard the Jack episode of Scott Has a Scene, but I saw Kimberly Akimbo recently.
Congratulations to you. I am not the lights, camera, Jackson of musicals. I'm a legendary composer.
So you don't
until
watch
now.
You don't watch musicals that you haven't written?
No, I'm like Prince. I only listen to my own work.
That's fair.
Then how did he ever, he did so many covers. How did he ever know how to do them? Or did he just like start singing a song and it turned out that it was a song that someone else had written?
Prince accidentally wrote many songs that already existed.
Wow.
He was that good.
Incredible. It's like the monkeys with the typewriter thing. Like eventually one of them will write Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, it will probably be Mike.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, or Lord Webber, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you.
Might as well call me Andy at this point. I have fallen so far.
You haven't had a flop in a long time. What was the last one? Was it Seasons of Love, or what was the one that you did?
I don't remember.
The Cats movie was a bit of a flop.
Okay, all right. Why must we dwell on it?
But it's bad. It's a bad time for ALW here. It's hard for anything you put out. You invest so much of your time and energy.
I do, Scottrick. I do.
Yeah.
All I want is to bring entertainment to people.
And to be rich.
And to be rich, yes. Still mad I couldn't buy the Downton Abbey house.
Why? What happened with that again?
They wouldn't sell it to me.
Why?
I don't know.
And you
to see me suffer? Little do they know my suffering was to come.
You wanted to buy it, I had read, because you wanted to do a shot-for-shot remake of every season,
yes,
starring you,
yes,
as Lord Grantham.
All the characters.
All the characters.
Yes.
Including the dog at the beginning where you see his balls.
Isis, yes. It would be like that movie, Men.
Men.
What was that?
That's a theme song to my favorite television show. So
don't you have enough money? Is that,
yeah,
what does that mean?
Like, you've accomplished so much, isn't it okay to have a flop every now and then?
Don't you have enough
money? I mean, I know, I'm just, I don't know, I feel like you have a lot.
How much? I mean, do you have enough money?
No, definitely I need more. So
it's not so much about the money, although I do love it. It's the public perception that you see.
You were on such a hot streak.
Yeah.
Such a hot streak, as you say.
I mean, when Phantom came out, you had that and
the
Cats.
Phantom of the Opera's here.
Yeah, you had Starlight Express, which didn't go so well.
Starlight
but.
Express. Do you know they've built a special auditorium in Germany where it is still performed?
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Like the ABBA Theater?
Yes.
In England?
Much like that.
Wow. Where that's exclusively shown?
Exclusively. Starlight Express is shown there.
I gotta go there.
You must. You simply must.
But I mean,
make a pilgrimage.
You were on such a hot streak,
yes,
excluding Starlight Express, during the 80s.
Which time has proven that it is successful because of Germany.
And then you did Sunset Boulevard with, yes, Patti LuPone. Patti,
Dame,
of course.
Patti,
legend.
I call her, although she's not a dame.
Reuniting.
She is a grand doll,
yes,
of course.
Reuniting for the first time since Evita. Is that,
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
You had such a hot streak, and now it's just over. It proves just how quickly showbiz careers can go.
And your eyebrows have gotten thicker.
Yeah. And they were not thin to begin with.
I mean, that's age.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was part of letting yourself go.
No. I'm one of those chaps. The eyebrows will just get bigger and bigger.
What is it about hair when you get older? It's like, if it's on top, nope, goes away. Mm. If it's on your face, thicker.
That's, mm-hmm, right. And your ears.
Yeah, and
it's like a bald guy with long hair.
Yeah.
You know,
like
bald
a
up
bald
here.
Guy with long hair.
You're
bald
like
up,
a bald,
yeah,
guy with
bald
long
up
hair.
Here and then long hair down here.
Yes.
That's why it's a mystery.
It's a mystery
to me.
I think it's just to balance things out.
Do you wear that topping hat because you have like a little horseshoe bald spot?
I may have. Look, I'm a human being.
I sometimes it's hard to remember that because you're just so legendary.
Bless you, Scott.
I mean,
what
you're
an incredible
literally
career.
A lord.
Bless you. Yes, indeed. I literally am a lord.
Are they
going to
take away
happening
your,
to me?
Are they going
to
take away your lordship because,
no,
of this?
No, don't say that. Not even as a joke. His majesty would never.
Oh, that's right. His majesty. For so long, that's another reason you're probably down, is because you had such a great friendship with the Queen and her corgis.
Oh, dear old Liz. Yes, those corgis, I loved them so much. They've all been put to death, of course.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. She didn't want to live without them.
Yeah.
They were incinerated and sprinkled sop her grave.
Was she incinerated too, or was...
No.
No, no, of course not.
And you called her Liz?
Yes. In private, yes, I did.
When and in public did. Right now.
And in public right now, yes. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
So you were at the coronation of Prince, now King Charles.
Yes, His Majesty King Charles III.
A lot of people sent us photos of you there in the crowd. You were next to a very unique-looking individual.
Yes.
Oh, that guy everyone thought was dressed in disguise as someone?
Yeah, a lot of people sent it to us. I have to ask... Was Byron Denniston your plus one?
I suppose I can tell you now. Yes, Byron Denniston was there in disguise.
That was Byron Denniston in disguise.
It was Amazing. Byron Denniston in disguise. And let me tell you something. That voice coming out of any face is still irritating. I don't care how many wigs and mustaches you put upon him.
We'll probably catch up with him about what exactly went down, but was it a successful...
I hope you catch up with him at the bottom of the ocean.
Was it a success for him? Can you at least give us a little bit of...
Well, of course it was a success for him. He's around this little creep. He's around all the royals he can stomach. He was like a pig in shit, as you would say. As you would say.
That's true. My people do say that.
But that has to have been a wonderful experience. You wrote a song for the coronation. You sang it on your last episode.
Yes.
How did it go over? Or when you was Bad Cinderella closed by the time you sang it?
No, it wasn't doing well. It wasn't fun. I couldn't enjoy myself. I was too much in my head about the flop, you see.
Yeah, you knew it was...
To go through the motions at a coronation, there's no worse time you can have.
It's the only one that you're ever probably going to get to go to.
Bite your tongue.
I Wait, are you suggesting that you would rather King Charles pass away before you do?
Well, so that Prince William for his party?
Look, let's talk real.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Okay. Because King Charles is fairly old.
He's no spring chicken.
True.
He just made it under the wire.
He just made it, and good for him.
Here's a guy who's been sitting there going, I'm going to be fucking king. Can you imagine it?
For decades.
Like 30 years ago.
Yes, for decades.
And then Mum says,
No, Ducky.
I'm going to live to 120.
So I you know, he's not young.
Right. Well, you're not young either, though.
But I'm younger than him.
Are you really?
I think.
I'm going to look this up.
Siri, can you tell?
But let me ask you.
Please don't talk to Siri.
Even if I'm not. Who looks better? Come on.
Who wore it best? Let's see. You're 75 years young.
Thank you.
And, King Charles, I should say. He is 74, so...
Who looks better? Have you seen my figures? They look like normal figures.
I mean, you know who you look like? You sort of look like that. You ever read the old X-Men comics?
Are you actually going to start a sentence with, you know who you look like?
You look like, in the old X-Men comics, Magneto's sidekick, Toad. Remember that guy?
How dare you? I have no idea what he looks like, but his name is Toad.
He doesn't look great.
Who's the handsomest Toad you can think of? It's still not a good comparison.
Well, some princes used to be frogs.
True.
Used to be.
Kermit.
We don't, but that's not what's celebrated in the fairy tale, that he used to be a frog. It's that now he isn't anymore.
Look at this hot frog.
Why must you remind me of fairy tales and Bad Cinderella?
I'm so sorry. I mean, you thought you had a marketable... You know, commercial hits based on a fairy tale.
It was a price tag free intellectual property.
Right. Public domain.
Public domain.
Maybe people, I mean, because the concept is good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
People.
It is good.
Ish. It had holes.
Maybe get
what
rid
of the holes.
Get rid of the goth thing.
The bad part.
Why is the bad part the hole?
Because we wanted to see good
Cinderella. We want to see good Cinderella. So, yeah.
Well. It seems that you have fallen prey to the trap in the musical, which is beauty standards and their oppression. Cinderella, in the fairy tale, the only redeeming quality of her is that she's beautiful. What, you wipe the cinders away?
We like to watch hot people succeed. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's what Love Island is for, darling.
Not well, bad Cinderella.
Do you think there's a different fairy tale you want to, you know, try to make?
Because what I was going to say...
Into the Woods, unfortunately, just stole a lot of them.
With Sondheim. Are you... I mean, you must be happy he's no longer with us.
I'm thrilled. Oh, I'm thrilled.
Stephen Sondheim, you know he passed away.
Oh, what a happy day that was.
You had a big celebration?
Yes, we were all dancing in the streets in my village.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He was very beloved, too. I mean, they had a whole program.
By some.
Where, you know, they a bunch of people sang his songs and celebrated him.
Do you know who else was beloved by many people once? Hitler.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
That was a bit of a stretch.
He only had 12 friends.
I'm merely saying one person was beloved by many people. Also, this person was beloved by many people. Any comparisons you draw is up to you.
You really like you're putting a lot of emphasis on the bad.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole problem is that you're in a negative space and you personally need to get to a better mental place. And
how do you do that, Fortune? Yeah,
Do you have meditation?
Meditation.
You're one of the cheeriest people that we have had on this show.
I think that you just have to have a better outlook.
Oh, do you?
You have to change your mindset.
Oh,
Lord.
I have a friend who, anytime, brilliant idea.
I know.
Why hadn't I thought of just simply feeling differently?
Thank you
for your sage advice, Dr. Phil.
I have a friend who anytime he emails us, it says get Outlook at the bottom. And and I think that's great advice for you, which is get a better Outlook. His is for iOS,
solid
I think.
Solid advice.
But any email that comes out of this guy. Just get Outlook.
If I had someone like that in my life, I would cut them out.
Exactly. Yeah. I wish I could.
Someone constantly telling me to get Outlook for iOS? Absolutely
and,
not.
And constantly writing, I don't know how to get rid of it. Yeah, right. But anyway, I think the problem is, because I think the concept is good.
Thank you.
I think people don't like your music anymore.
What? That can't be true. Wow. What do they like about it?
Well, it's like, would you go see a musical written by the Thompson twins? I mean, you're a relic of the 80s.
It's dramatic. The Phantom of the Opera is there.
What a beautiful voice.
Wonderful.
Inside. Ooh, it started a little
deep.
Low.
It's very
this
deep.
Is wonderful.
Take it up one notch. Okay.
The Phantom of the Opera is there.
There.
It's here. It's been a long time since I've seen
inside
your work.
Inside your...
There you get right there.
Did you start too high again?
Inside your mind.
Is that the word?
Yes, he's here.
Okay.
Inside your mind.
Is he inside
He's pointing at her brain.
I was thinking he was there. I didn't realize
he was here.
He's
doing a little tap on his temple.
Yeah. You should read the
this
stage.
This whole time I thought he was there. I'm now learning he's here.
Well, read the stage directions. It says points at brain.
Oh,
right before inside your mind.
He is there to you because you're in the audience.
Right.
Yeah.
So you are thinking, you're making the translation.
I was like, he's up there.
In your
and they're
brain.
Like, no, this is about us. He's here. Yeah.
He's talking. He's not talking to you. He's talking to her. But you are watching
I
him talk to her.
In that
and
position.
You're saying, oh, he's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah.
Our old friend perspective up to his usual trick.
That's right. That's the thing.
Wait, you kind of have a glimmer in your eye right now, like thinking about the musical.
Yeah.
I can see you perked up.
Yeah, you really perked up. Yeah.
What if I rewrote Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, here's an idea.
Okay, you know my idea that I almost had.
No. I'm building off what you said, which was okay.
He technically didn't tell us what.
I did a very brief what if, and you're building on.
Yes. So remember the Twilight books? They were all written by that woman from what's her name's perspective, and then she went back and rewrote them from the vampire's perspective.
Oh.
So what you have to do is because Phantom of the Opera is primarily.
Are you talking about 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I'm talking about Twilight.
Twilight.
50 Shades of Grey started as Twilight fan fiction, though.
Yes, that's what I thought you meant. But you're saying the person who wrote Twilight.
She then rewrote her old books from the other characters.
That can't be true.
I did not know that.
Is it true? It's 100% true.
I had no idea.
But that's what I think you could
do. Are you thinking of A Bully on Barkham Street and A Dog on Barkham Street?
I don't think so. I remember those books. My friend told me about those.
What a good friend.
Are you saying to have the perspective be from someone else's perspective?
Yeah, because it's Christine's perspective in the original. Mm. Write it from the fam's perspective where he, like, you know, waits around for a bit and then suddenly he sees her for the first time.
A lot of lurking.
Here I am, hiding once again in the shadow.
By Jove, you've got it!
Or he gets a facelift. There's a lot of technology now.
Can you get half a facelift?
You can literally have anything. Wait.
Are you saying, tend to do the whole thing.
Are you saying move the setting to present day?
Yeah.
Yes.
It took place back then.
Yes, of course.
And call him Good Phantom.
Good Phantom.
Turning it on its...
I have the best news. I fixed my fucked up face.
The F word immediately.
Yes, exactly. People love to hear it.
And then he goes around like doing helpful things for people.
Yes, he's planting seeds. He's like a Johnny Appleseed. Yes.
Yeah, you're basically doing the opposite trees. Of what you did with Cinderella. You made it bad, but this time you're taking something, making it good.
I make him the Phantom of the Forest.
Yes.
And he's planting trees. He's
forest
combating.
Spelled with a PH.
Yes, exactly. And Phantom spelled with an F.
Yes.
And he is combating the effects of climate change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very
this
hot right
this
now.
This is what people want to see.
The climate. A mouthful. This is what people want to see.
Yeah.
They love climate change.
And they love characters being good, obviously, because they hated characters being bad in yours.
Yeah.
You might be onto something. This might be it.
Yeah.
Rewrite Phantom.
I mean, technically it was my idea, but, you know, people have a tendency
ideas could come from
credit.
Anywhere.
Building on what I suggested as
well. Don't forget, I started with the what if I rewrote Phantom.
So I think we all own 33 1/3%.
All of us had a piece of this idea.
And I think I'll take a page out of that Twilight fan fiction ladies book and put some S&M in there, some bonding.
Oh, yes! Wow. That took a
spanking.
With between Christine and the Phantom?
Yes. Or? Christine gives the Phantom 12 of the best.
And all of a sudden you hear whoosh.
Because he is sort of dressed up like a Dom, isn't he?
But in my version, he's a sub.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, he's got a ball gag.
Oh. A sub.
Maybe he's a beta cuck too.
He could be a
and
beta
he
cuck.
He lets other people rail Christine right
he
in front of him.
He could be a beta cuck. Yeah.
A masochist.
Also popular.
I think you're onto something here, Lord
right.
Weber.
So let's just recap. It's Phantom of the Forest. Phantom spelled with an F, Forest spelled with a PH. He is a Johnny Appleseed figure. He's planting trees, combating the effects of climate change.
Don't forget, he got plastic surgery.
He got plastic surgery to fix his fucked up face. He wears the mask, but he just pushes it on the back of his head like a ball cap. He is a submissive in a dom sub relationship with Christine. He has a ball gag in his mouth. Periodically, he leans over and she spanks him with a cane.
And it's all from his perspective.
And it's all from his
And other men come in to have sex with him.
And other men come in, have sex with him, her in front of him.
Yes.
While he cheers and roots them on.
And someone has to sing at some point.
Well, people are singing constantly.
Okay.
They're singing constantly. And it's in the forest. Birds and squirrels are singing.
Yes.
It's just that's how we regain the fairy tale aspect that didn't work in Bad Cinderella.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is all good.
I feel really good about this.
And this will become a huge smash success, paving the way for the real musical Worse Cinderella.
Oh no.
I'll show them all.
I don't know.
No one turns their back on Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
If you're gonna go with just even more bad, why don't you go with Worst Cinderella?
Yes, I was going to. That was going to be the sequel to Worst Cinderella.
I'm not
going to stop there.
Oh, wait, you're not stopping at Worst?
This then it'll be, you can't even believe how bad this Cinderella is.
I don't know. I think the Phantom of the Forest is a way better idea.
I do too.
It's fine for now.
Okay, well. All right. I mean, I'm glad you're back on top because you've perked up.
I have.
Your metal is suddenly very level.
Yes. And your eyebrows aren't as thick as they were.
Yeah, they've receded back into your face.
A little bit, yes.
Great. We've done our job.
I feel like
fortunately, I got to have you on the show more often because a lot of characters come in here depressed. And
I feel like we really turned your frown upside down.
Skaldrick, Fortune, thank you so much. You have given me back my life.
Oh. Wow. So we are all going third to third to third on this musical, right?
We're going to split the profits?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. You will get thanked in the playbill.
Oh, that's special something. Thanks.
I will dedicate the performances to you as they often
every
do
night?
In the playbill.
Gift certificate?
Certainly. And, okay, gift certificates.
To what?
Anywhere in particular?
McDonaldland gift certificates.
McDonaldland.
How about like Chili's or Outback Steakhouse?
No rules at Outback Steakhouse.
No rules?
There are no rules there.
Well, then, yes. But will they honor the gift certificate? Well, they say no rules.
That's very dicey there.
Sorry, mate.
No rules here. We don't have to take this shit. All right. Well, look.
Get all the next kangaroo out of here.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we have a content creator. Will you stick around? Because maybe you have some advice for the content creator, even though you just did have a flop.
Fine.
Okay, great. And Fortune, you can stick around?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, very good. We'll be right back. We'll have more Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, more Fortune Feimster. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Fortune Feimster is here. Fubar is on Netflix currently with Arnold Schwarzenegger. An incredible. Did you ever, when you were growing up, say like, oh, I think I'm going to star in a thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Never in a million years. He was the physical fitness ambassador.
Really?
When I was in elementary school.
So he traveled to every element? No wonder he doesn't have time to do anything.
No, he didn't travel there. He made a video, and this was back when they would roll the TV and VCR into a room, and they would press play, and Arnold was like, all right, kids, I want you to move your body. We're going to do a lot of exercise and get fit.
Wow.
And we'd be like doing exercises with him. It didn't stick for me, but.
Did you tell him this? Were you like,
yeah.
Hey.
He was like, great.
Always moving forward like a shark. Great.
I have not seen his governorship in quite some time. The last time I saw him was a town in Kent. He was holding his Arnold Classic at the same time I was holding my Andrew Classic.
Oh, what happens in your Andrew Classic?
Yeah. It's all the Andrews you could think of get together.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. So Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate was there.
Oh.
Andrew Cunard.
Who's the guy from Pretty in Pink? He must be there.
Andrew McCarthy, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yes. He also has to go to McCarthy Fest.
Prince Andrew?
As well.
Prince Andrew, unfortunately.
Mm. Oh, man.
Really, really cast a shade over the proceedings.
He used to love getting together.
Did Liz
with him.
Make you invite him?
Sometimes she would say, it's like a, you know how mothers are if they have a son like, who's not very
Do you mind
popular,
if Prince
like,
Andrew comes over to play?
Will you please go play with him?
Is this where the whole idea started? Because you had to hang out with him and you're like, well, let's get other Andrews here just to soak.
I have exactly. Other- just to make it look a little better.
You ever go to Epstein Island?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll
I
talk.
I ever go to Epstein Island?
It's an interesting question.
I've flown on the
Check
Lead
the travel
Express.
Lead Express.
I'll have to look at my books and my diary.
Yeah, look in your diaries. Yeah. Well, I'd love an answer for that. Let's get to our next, I guess, guest is one term. He's a content creator. Weird I couldn't think of that word, but he is a content creator. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Mr. Monster.
Scott, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here on the podcast.
Hey, it's my pleasure. This is Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Lord, I'm such a huge fan. That shit, The Phantom, fucking slaps, dog.
Thank
Props.
You. Thank you, Mr. Monster.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Fortune Feimster here. You don't have to call her Lord or Lady.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well,
I'm not royalty.
Fortune, it's very nice to meet you. I'm a big fan as well. Can't wait to watch this FUBAR. I love my governor.
All right, great.
Governators.
I love my governor. Yeah. That's yeah. right, yeah.
So you're a California resident.
Born and raised in SoCal, that's right, yeah.
Where? Which part of SoCal?
Lakewood, California.
Lakewood. I'd love to play there someday.
You know what? In Cerritos, they have a nice performing arts center. It's a
neighboring
city.
Cerritos yeah. Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, yeah right by the auto
many
square.
Things there,
that's
yeah.
right.
That's right. Wonderful auto square there, too.
If you need a car, no place better than the Cerritos Auto Square. Because Sorry if I'm reading ads during the show. I monetize all my videos, so I just am always reading ads.
Oh, that's right. You're a content creator.
That's
what,
right.
What?
That's right.
Content.
You're a content creator.
That's right. I'm a content creator.
What type of content do you create?
Mostly videos. And, you know, I go around and I...
moving images.
Moving images. Yeah, well, that's how they started. You know, back in the day, they were just still photos, and now
but then,
they
then
become
they
video.
Would put them together and make it... it's the illusion of movement. They're not, the images are not
This is what
moving.
They won't tell you about movies and TV shows and videos and stuff. Those images, they're not really moving. It's all an illusion. Almost a magic trick, if you will. Yeah. I'm something of a magician.
The Master Monster, when you say a movie is still images, are you talking about the memes?
I'm talking, well, I'll do memes, yeah, memes, GIFs, you know, I'll do it all, anything to go viral. My big thing is going viral.
Mm. Oh, okay, so you go viral, you like to, you want to go viral.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, there was a time, you know, where going viral wasn't so hot.
A couple years ago, that would have been something you
But, you know.
Ow, my sides!
Careful there, careful. You know, I
my sides hurt.
Are you okay?
Oh,
Scott,
yeah.
You don't Scott, are you okay?
He's weeping copiously.
No. My sides hurt too badly.
Real
from laughing at the funny
What's
joke.
What's happening, Scott?
This is, you know, this is how I get all my views. I get, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of views in all my videos.
I've heard of this. I've heard of going viral for the movie Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I haven't seen the film, so I'll have to take your word for it. I don't have time to watch movies. I'm just constantly creating.
I love it when I'm watching like a movie and someone goes, "Oh my god, it's gone viral!"
Yes,
and it's so never exciting. Anything that
it's
would have
very
ever
exciting.
Gone viral.
It's so exciting.
It never sounds dated the second you hear it either. It always sounds
it's
like
gone
this is going to be the thing we say forever.
They're doing the whatever challenge.
Yeah. It's very easy to suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, it's the same way.
That happens in the popular musical Evan Hansen.
Yeah, Dear Evan Hansen. It goes
Dear
viral.
Evan Hansen.
That was more popular than Bad Cinderella. Although had a movie that was about as popular as Cats.
True.
Thank you.
So it's hard to make a musical movie.
Lord Webber, are you online? Do you have a page?
Are you very online?
I do. I'm
you logged
very
on, my
online.
Dude?
I am online. Yes. Sometimes I post a cheeky video for April Fool's Day.
Just once a year?
No.
I have a pitch for a video
more
for
than
you.
That, but it's the thing that I enjoy doing.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need pitches, I'm constantly just making videos. You could have this for free if you
Please.
Want.
Please.
You're a renowned composer and playwright, right? Maybe you write some music for a show and it's actually just talking.
Flesh this out for me.
So, you know, you're known for music, right?
Yes.
It's a good idea. The prank is, here's my new musical, not a single song in the entire production.
And then it's just like people like mumbling and...
That is
Maybe
clever.
They're mumbling. Maybe they're saying words. It's just, maybe it's a little more cut and dry. Maybe it's a little more, what's the man? The guy that other.
Jesus Christ?
No, he's got the stupid glasses.
Jesus Christ's dad.
No, and he writes the plays about difficult men and only men.
David Mamet?
Yeah, David Mamet. Oh. That's right. Yeah, you could do something like that.
I didn't realize stupid glasses Mamet? Was the second thing he was known for.
Yeah, Mamet?
The playwright, David Mamet.
Oh. Mammoth? Now,
if you like.
Yeah, Americans, we call him Mammoth out here. Yes.
Now, this is content, you say.
That's not necessarily my wheelhouse. I was just trying to, appeal to,
I'm not asking if it's your wheelhouse, dear boy. I'm asking, is this the type of thing that qualifies as content?
Anything is content nowadays. You know, films are content. Anything that you set your face in front of, that's content.
I think
content
we're making
now.
Content right
this is content.
Now.
Yeah,
this
is content. Yeah.
This is content.
I don't want to piss Lord Weber off, but I did watch all of your TikToks that you made about how bad his musical was. Those went viral.
I
beg your pardon.
So you have to strike when the iron's hot. So when I see something that's happening in sort of the cultural zeitgeist.
My glove.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm pulling the fingers, getting it ready to come off.
Oh, dear Lord.
I don't know.
You're not going to slap me with this glove.
I don't know if you knew how many views those TikToks got. They were everywhere.
He's filming you removing the glove.
Yeah.
Watch you. Put that phone away.
Yeah, I'm going to film. Well, this is actually huge for me. If
stop
I could get attacked
me.
By someone as...
Stop filming me.
Okay, I'll stop it. I'm
You're
just
not
tell
allowed
you,
to film it.
This is going to go...
Lord evil. Weber, he's just going to film this and put it online.
Stop
become
filming
famous.
And I'm going to put a thumbnail where I just look like my fucking... The top of my head blew off and
you,
just like holding my face like this.
You cannot film me. I was told by the Apple Store that you could not film me.
What did they say? First of all, you went into the Apple Store?
I went into the Apple Store to buy a telephone. And I said, now people cannot film me with this without my permission. They said, yeah, of course not. And then now you're telling me you'll film me. I was told.
Most of my videos.
By the Apple Store.
Most of
you are not allowed to film me.
Which one did you go to?
The one in London.
Oh, okay.
They might do things
Is there
a little
any other?
You might have gone to the Grove.
If you're tired of the London Apple Store, you're tired of life.
I did go to the one at the Grove right after I went to see Fast 10, by the way.
Did you get a new phone?
Got a new case.
A big night. Oh, you got a new case.
That was a big night.
Oh, MagSafe.
Well, it was the middle of the afternoon.
This guy's MagSafe over here.
Yeah. Don't try to change the subject.
You just don't understand.
Well, you're still taking your glove off. You're
doing
allowing
it so
I'm
slowly.
I'm giving you all the room to recant.
I think this is actually a great opportunity for you. You know, you're coming off of a bit of a, what's the, opposite of a hot streak. I'm saying if we collab.
A cold running with clothes on?
Yeah, cold running with clothes on.
Starring John Candy.
But if you do this new musical, you guys could team up.
Yeah. This guy's very hot from what I understand. His stuff goes viral.
I'm in the business of going viral, and let's just say business is booming, baby.
You're saying a collabo. Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber x Mr. Monster.
That's right. And, I could be in the show even, too. You know, I'm not necessarily known as an actor. I'm more of like a sort of stunt prank kind of guy. And or I trick people and I give them tens of thousands of dollars at a time. It's all part of like what I do.
Are you one of those guys where like you see this guy like just giving away tens of thousands of dollars to like a homeless person, and then you find out later that it was an actor playing the homeless person?
I'll do stuff like that because it's you can't just give somebody that amount of money like for real, like, but if you give it to like an actor, you can like, it's like they'll do good with it.
What? I thought you were going to say if you give it to an actor, they have to give it back to you.
It's for needy actors.
No, it's for needy actors, especially during this difficult time of the strike.
So you are just giving away $10,000 to someone.
Yeah, I'm giving it away. But I'm getting it from copious brand deals.
Some of them were from your failed musical.
I made a lot of money on those TikToks. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
He had to give a lot of the actors money because they were like, well, we don't have a job
anymore. And we'll never work in this town again type of,
they had a bit of a stink.
Your
on them.
Glove, by the way, you've only taken off one finger.
Pulling on the pinky as we speak.
But I do stuff too. Where like, have you seen the show Squid Game? You seen? Yeah,
I saw Squid Game. Yeah.
People were mad when I did this and maybe thought I misunderstood the entire concept of the show.
But we
recreated Squid Game and gave everybody tens of thousands of dollars at a time to participate. And
wow,
it went pretty smoothly. And I'm actually working on my next.
You know, this gives me a good idea for some content, which is nice Squid Game. You know how in Squid Game everyone gets shot for failing the Squid Game?
Yes.
In this version, they get $10,000 for completing it.
Yeah. And instead of being shot, they're like yelling compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
well, if you're we like dodge, have... you're dodging compliments.
Yes. If as
we,
well as...
If we can have a bad Santa, why can't we have a nice Squid Game?
Yes, exactly. Just the opposite of whatever the thing actually is. I think this is great.
Exactly.
What's your next thing, Mr.
Well,
Monster?
I'm actually gearing up to get some of the next best content creators. I'm going to get them all on an island. I'm actually looking for an island right now to shoot this thing on. And we're going to...
I don't know what that's available recently.
Epstein Island, maybe?
I'll check it
out. There's a plane, too.
Is there a plane that just goes there only? I'd like to I'll charter that flight, certainly. I don't know who I'm supposed to talk to about that.
I don't know that you want to end up on those flight logs, but...
Yeah, probably not.
But if everybody involved...
But next to such luminaries as Tom Hanks...
That could be great. Yeah, if I could be sitting next to like Chris Tucker or Matt Groening on a long flight, that'd be great. I'd love it.
To be a fly on the wall.
What could they be talking about?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of Akbar's mouth?
Akbar, deep cut. Are you a Life in Hell fan?
Oh, I love Life in Hell.
Too scary for me, but
Mr. Monster.
Well, I know, and that's just the stage name. You know, my name is actually Timmy Thompson, and I'm just a normal guy.
You're one of the Thompson twins, aren't you?
No. I do have a twin brother, so I guess that I could say I am a Thompson twin, but I'm not one of the Thompson twins.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. And what does your twin brother do?
He's just one
of the Thompson twins.
No. He is one of a set of Thompson twins, but he works in PR. It's not very interesting.
Oh. He works in Puerto Rico.
Yes, he works in Puerto Rico. He's part of the infrastructure of like rebuilding their electric electricity grid.
Oh, very
wow. He's not in entertainment.
No, he's like actually just like a really amazing
really
guy.
Really good guy.
Yeah,
ew,
he's
like a really, gross.
I know, it sucks. We hate having him around.
Right.
He's not really, I sort of say I don't really have a brother,
right?
It's gone that far.
You're very quick.
You should have led with that because you've told us a great deal about it.
Well, I know it's. I have to set the table a little bit though, so then you can know the family dynamic of you know.
And now you could say you do not have a brother.
I simply don't have a brother.
Okay,
but the next big thing we're doing is that I'm going to get all these content creators on a single island.
Is it a thing that you would offer without someone asking? Would you say just apropos of nothing? I don't have a brother, by the way.
If we're in the middle of a conversation, I sort of maybe want to, you know, pick the scab a little bit and like maybe have a question asked about me.
You know, if you have a brother and we ask about it, you have to tell us. Do you have a brother?
I do have a brother. Well, yes, but I don't.
Okay.
Like spiritually, I don't.
But dear boy, Mr. Watson, let's role play this.
Okay.
I'll be someone you're just meeting for the first time.
Great.
And then you have to steer me into asking if you have a brother.
Can we be in this as well?
I basically just did this. I've never met any of you before.
Can we be a couple who's just passing by?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Maybe you like my vibe.
Yeah, we're in the middle of an argument, too.
Yeah, we saw you from across the bar. We really like your vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe I saw you from across the bar.
I hate how you never listen.
What?
Come on, we've talked about this.
I'm so sick of you two and your incessant rows.
Wait, you're fighting with us too?
We're all together. Let's go over to this gentleman and see if he can settle this once and for all.
This is like a fight between me and my wife here, okay? I don't think you're
I don't know why you keep meddling in
because
our fight.
We're a throuple.
It seems like you guys are all having an argument of some sort.
What's it to you?
I don't have a brother.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes, you know, not everybody's. Your problem
sounds like you used to have a brother, but
sounds,
who died.
It sounds like there was a brother in your life at one
point. I have a brother. He's just such a good guy that I don't talk to
him
anymore.
Now you're. Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, tell us about this island.
I'm going to do I'm getting everybody there. I'm going to arm every single one of these content creators.
And these are content creators.
They're content creators.
Armed with what?
Weapons.
Oh. And Okay.
So thought, just so like it sounds.
Not, yeah, just like it sounds. Like, rifles, swords.
Not like
yeah.
media equipment.
No, no. Well, you know, there will be people shooting it and there will be people doing some shooting.
Well, this okay. sounds like a bunch of good guys with guns.
This is exactly it. And, you know, we're going to actually see who's the best guy with the gun and, you know, hunt each other for sport.
And armed society is a polite society.
Thank you. I've been saying this. And, you know, whoever comes out on top is going to be the next Mr. Monster and you know, usurp
the next Mr. Monster?
That's right. And if they can take me down.
Where are you going?
I might get killed in this process.
What will become of Mr. Monster? You will not be here anymore?
So you're willing to die for this?
If they can come get me, take the shot. Take the shot, absolutely.
But you're saying you're going to make it difficult for them.
Well, you know, hunting man is no easy feat.
The most dangerous game.
Precisely. And I think it's good. I'm just giving them the opportunity to take their shot. And if they think they can take me down, you best not miss.
Are you like the final boss in this?
Where, I'm sort of the final boss. Yeah, I'm sort of the, I don't know.
That answers the question, who's the final boss?
Yeah.
Right.
If this were, say, the video game Metroid Prime, I'm Metroid Prime.
Have you ever played that video game?
I have, actually. But that's actually how I started making content. I was a Twitch streamer first, and I was playing video games on Twitch. And then I decided to, you know, maybe I'll go viral for a change.
Why does anyone watch that stuff?
Why does anybody watch it? I think it's just because.
Why does anyone listen to this?
I don't know, actually. I think it is. Why? You know, people are
what is
sick.
What is the point of life on Earth?
If I knew the answer for that, I'd have a video about it that went viral.
Went super viral. Yeah. Went viral up in heaven.
God? Oh.
Do you think angels can watch videos?
I think angels are constantly watching videos, and when you're watching a video and it starts buffering, that's because too many angels
too many
are watching.
Angel.
And do their views count?
Yeah.
I have it on good authority that they do. And
do you think God watches our entertainment?
You think they have special entertainment up in heaven?
If he's created us,
yeah.
Is he also watching all the television
It must be
shows?
More entertaining than watching us. You know what I mean?
Because it's still watching us.
And yeah. If there is a tragedy, is it because he was watching
like Ice
Netflix?
Road Truckers or something? Yeah.
Do you think that he like Save Fortune is up there filming FUBAR, which is on Netflix right now?
Oh, wait, that's in
right.
heaven?
No. You're up there in Toronto. Yeah.
Okay.
Good news.
The heaven of Canada.
You've gotten renewed.
Typically, they don't shoot there on location.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone's
to do it in heaven. No, but do you think that he's not allowed to watch actual TV shows because it's not watching people? Right. So then he has to watch you and FUBAR, but you're filming it out of order. So he's having to like figure out the scenes and what order they go in and like figuring out. It must be so frustrating.
And this is,
yeah,
as a content creator, it sort of does make me sick to hear that they do shoot things out of order. I think because we should know that God is watching. Let's just
shoot everything
in
order.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a terrible thought? But do you think God watches pornography?
I think he just watches it. He fucking jacks off too.
Wow,
his big
Mr. Monster,
you're he
nuts.
He watches it being done. Oh. Certainly,
he certainly yeah. He had to make Jesus, so he knows how it goes.
True. He knows how it goes.
Literal.
He didn't know how to do
sense.
It
in
before.
The biblical sense. Yes.
And look, is this what I wanted to talk about today? No. But
what did you want to talk about?
I'm looking for some content creators. So if you guys would like to come to this island that I haven't chartered yet,
okay.
I'm looking for people to try to, you know, take me down.
In the Hunger Games.
In a Hunger Games, a battle royale of sorts. You know, it's going to be, it's, I think it's going to be a
lot
of fun.
What's your weapon of choice?
My weapon of choice, it's a rifle that shoots knives.
Wow.
Yeah, sort of a Gatling gun with knives, actually, yeah.
Are you willing to sell this property to Android Lloyd Webber?
Android?
Android
Lou Webber.
It is I, Android Lloyd Webber.
Will you sell him the rights to make this into a musical?
I'm happy to, you know, option any of my viral videos. There's plenty to choose from, and I think a lot of them would make really great musicals.
Master Monster, I must ask you what I think. Perhaps this is a difficult question.
Please.
Are you setting yourself up for suicide by content?
I'm not setting myself up, because here's the thing.
Is that what this is, dear boy?
I like my odds.
Really?
They don't know what I'm working with. And that's actually the really
sounds like you have
part.
A gun that shoots knives.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm telling everybody about that, right? But they don't
know
that I'm actually
exactly
really good
at it.
What's
on the table.
Yeah.
What's the range on that weapon?
You got to be pretty close. Knives are pretty heavy.
Well, what if
it just sort of spits them out?
Yeah. Like.
And what if someone has a grenade?
Well, they better keep that thing away from me, I'll tell you what.
Because you're going to die.
If that thing blows up near me, guess what? That's bad news for old Mr. Monster.
And are they on the island?
If they're on the island and they're throwing it at me?
No, I'm saying, are the grenades on the island?
Is well, there's grenades around. I said weapons. Yeah. All sorts of artillery.
It is sort of like a video game where there's just caches of artillery.
That's right. And some of them are sorted by like rarity also. So some of them, you might see a gun like laying around somewhere and it's green and that's like the epic one. And then, you know, there's a legendary one that's glowing gold or something. Cool.
Will they be able to customize these weapons, reskin them and so forth?
And you know what? They'll be able to customize them, and you might be able to dress as certain like characters as well that you might enjoy from other you know. Media.
Could you dress like Android Lloyd Webber?
You could dress like Android Lloyd Webber. Certainly, you might be able to dress as you know the aforementioned Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger in any of his famous roles.
Could you dress as Jeffrey Epstein?
You could. You know what? I heard that there is a, you know, you could dress like him. There's a couple different costume choices I think you could pick from
Android.
beep
beep.
By the way, AI, how do we feel? Because it's talking about it in the strike so much. AI, it looks like AL, and I looks like a lowercase L, which is two thirds of the way to ALW. Are you concerned about AI?
I'm personally very excited about AI. I think
you
really
like it.
Good. Yeah.
What if it tries to eat spinach?
What if AI tries
Hold
to eat
on,
spinach?
My eyes are blinking for some reason.
I saw a motion picture that featured an artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
A little boy, and he ate spinach, and then his face started to fall off. Because he's not supposed to eat spinach.
That's right. He's because a reverse Popeye, huh?
He's a reverse. Indeed he is, Master Bolzer. Reverse Popeye and iPop.
His arm. And iPop. And his arms got smaller.
Yes. And the song was played in a minor key.
Wow. I don't know. Mr. Monster, this is a bad plan.
You think
this, and not bad plan like Bad Cinderella.
Let's get
where
down
that's good.
To brass tacks.
It's not a gospel plan.
Mr. Monster, this is a bad plan.
Okay, I think
you're going to die immediately.
Yeah.
I'll agree to disagree because I think if you've seen any of my other videos, you know that I always come out on top and people are watching these things in droves, baby, angels included.
I mean, that is why we love you, because you do what no one else is willing to do.
I didn't know you all agreed to love me.
Yeah.
I didn't know who this guy was. You watched a ton of his videos.
I watched all of those viral TikTok videos about Bad Cinderella.
Yeah.
That's when I became a fan.
Master Monster, have you thought about building a mech?
That's one of my stretch goals for this upcoming.
If enough people
subscribe and I get enough revenue from the various channels where I'll be promoting this this new project, I will be building a mech and I will be getting inside that mech, absolutely. And it's
very tough to get into those.
Not for me. It's actually quite easy. I've done it before.
When you say stretch goal, is this some sort of GoFundMe?
It's a GoFundMe. Yeah. It's because I do make a lot of money from these videos, but the way I stay rich is that I don't put my own money back into it. I just give it away. Yes. Whoa. And then I make more money
via GoFund thyself.
Yes, exactly. GoFund thyself be true.
Right. Wow. The Immortal Bard.
Who's that?
Is it over?
Never heard of such a man.
Well, I felt as if I've never experienced such a grinding halt to this show.
What do you mean? I was done speaking and everyone was done listening?
The silence after the words, the immortal bard was spoken, was an absolutely epic shutting down of all life.
It was like the silence after she said, after Fortune asked about the other, the singer of NXS named Fortune.
And after the curtain call from
after the curtain opened, really.
Yeah.
Never have I been treated so rudely by someone I've just met since the first time I appeared on your show.
And the second, and the third.
And all.
Well, this is great, Mr. Monster. Terrible. I don't know.
I don't know what you think about it, really, because you sort of were saying a second ago that it was a bad idea.
I mean, I think you're
going to come around.
I think you're going to die immediately.
Well, I guess we'll see if I come back.
Yeah, the odds are not in your favor.
Okay, Katniss.
I'm just saying, it reminds me of Hunger Games.
Wow. Katniss
It reminds me of Hunger Games. I'm just saying, it has been done.
It has been done.
It doesn't seem original to me.
But there's a lot of brands at play, too. There's a lot of brands sponsoring this thing. You didn't see, like, Crest toothpaste in the Hunger Games, did you?
That's true.
Did I
see Chris toothpaste? Everyone, I don't think
you did. You didn't see Tushy brand bidets in there, did you?
You
my
did
dear?
See jeans in the Mandalorian in that one episode.
That's right. I forgot my favorite brand jeans.
I bought those jeans.
Yeah, jean sales went through the roof through after the Mandalorian. Yeah.
I'm wearing them now.
Yep. Through the space roof.
Mm-hmm. Who was wearing jeans? Grogu?
No, some guy in the background.
Yeah, Grogu was wearing a Canadian tuxedo in one of the episodes.
I would love to see that.
Well, Mr. Monster, this is a good plan or a bad plan. I'm not really sure, but we're running out of time.
Great.
And we only have time for one final feature on the show, and that's a little something called Plug. Yeah, that was Believe by John Gozd, I believe is probably how you say it. Not Ghost. G-O-Z-D-E.
The Phantom of the Plug Bag is here.
Watch it.
Thank you to John for that wonderful submission. If you have a submission for our plug bags, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. And what are we plugging, Fortune? Obviously, the Live, Laugh, Love tour.
Yeah, come see a show.
Come see one show at least.
One show. I'm in so many cities in the U.S., also in Australia, fortunefeamster.com for tickets.
Yeah, and then FUBAR on Netflix as well.
Or my stand-up specials if you like comedy.
So much content out there.
Yeah.
You're like Netflix. A content creator in a way.
I am.
Yeah, you know, in your own right.
Yeah, in your own way.
Okay. Lord Weber, what do you want to plug here?
I want people to go to this webbing site.
On
their lapping top, on their desking top. It's vital you do this. paulftompkins.com/live.
What? This sounds like an amazing website.
It's an urgent website.
Wait, this is like an Amber Alert
or
something?
This is a Ruby Alert.
My phone's vibrating.
Yes. Oh, man. Everyone go to this website, especially if you live in Philadelphia, Portland, Charleston, South Carolina, or Brooklyn, New York.
Those are great cities.
Yes. Go there now.
Go there immediately.
Well, you're not in San Diego like I am.
No, I'm not.
But Paul F. Tompkins may be at some point.
He may be.
He's been seen in San Diego once or twice.
I'll be there in 2 weeks if you want to come.
Oh, wow.
What do I have to do with this?
I don't know. Just come to San Diego.
Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber, that would be fun to go see Fortune in San Diego.
Yeah. It would be fun.
Catch some waves afterwards.
Ooh, get a burrito with fries in it.
On top of the world.
Yeah.
What?
Get a burrito with fries in it.
That's impossible.
That's the thing they do there in San Diego.
What?
I'm a SoCal kid. You should trust me.
The devil you say.
Have you ever had... No, chips is what...
Oh,
is
what yeah, chips. Oh, sorry.
Chips, yes. That sounds delightful.
Mr. Monster, what do you want to plug?
I'll plug a show called Get Played. It's a video game podcast that I really like, hosted by Nick Weiger, Heather Ann Campbell, and Matt Apodaca.
I had someone on here recently, and they refused to plug that show.
Really?
Couldn't quite tell why.
I think I heard that, too, and I meant to ask about it. and then you can catch Matt on a show called Make Some Noise on Dropout. It's an improv show, if you can believe that.
Doesn't he have some sort of new show coming out on Earwolf Presents?
That's right. It's called The Expo Exposé, where a very funny comedian, Jacob Wysocki, goes to a bunch of different expos in Southern California, and he's his producer on that show and goes with them. So he's not on it that much. It's more of Wysocki's thing, but
it sounds cool.
He's
you
there.
Could cut that out.
Yeah. No, leave it in. He's in it, and he's a good part of it.
But we don't need to plug it.
And then there's a show.
I'll cut it out.
Starting to sound a bit sweaty.
And there's a show called The Prank Panel that Matt's girlfriend is on, who's just a normal person and not in entertainment, and she's on this TV show. She tried to be on TV one time and got on.
Is it that easy? Wow.
Yeah, for her it was, and it was quite a surprise.
I guess we should all just try to get on TV.
This is the thing you got to know about being on TV. If you want to be on TV, just go on.
That's how I got FUBAR.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, you just tried?
Maybe I should try this.
Oh, Wow. Okay. Maybe I'll try one at some point.
Yeah.
I want to plug, I don't have anything to plug. Oh, the Comedy Bang Bang book, of course, going into its third printing.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Yes. I believe we're correcting the mistakes in the first two printings for this one. Go get that. You can get any links at cbbworld.com/book. And while you're at cbbworld, go check out our shows that we have. We have Scott Hasn't Seen, of course. We also have CBB Presents, shows like This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan and Hey Randy, the Randy Snuts Show. We just did something called Heinz, I'm Prov to Meet You, you should go on that show, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I refuse.
Why?
I was pranking you.
Oh, it was so good.
There was so much
fun. You got to try to get on that show. Will Hines teaching of a character or people from this show, improv.
Guests,
thank you. Another word I couldn't remember again. But head over to cbbworld.com and you can get all the info over there. Okay, let's close up the old plug bag. Yeah, that was Open It Up, parentheses, The Plug Bag Dummy, and parentheses, by Bobo Big Beats. Thank you to Bobo Big Beats.
Bobo Big Beats.
Yeah, that's right. He's coming for your neck.
The devil you say.
That's right. He's a songwriter.
I challenge you, Bobo Big Beats.
By the way, you
be on the field of honor.
You have half your glove off at this point. Are you ever going to slap Mr. Monster?
It's a little tight.
Okay. You must acquit.
We can't acquit because it fits.
It's kept me out of jail.
Fortune, thank you so much for returning. Great to see you and continued success to you. And I hope that you play My City and I'll go see your stand-up show.
I would love that.
Are you playing a Hollywood date?
Not till next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, all right. 2024 is going to be great for me.
It's going for a while.
Yeah, that's okay. So. And I want to thank you, Mr. Monster. So great to
me
have
you. Me specifically, thank you.
What's that?
Me specifically, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't hear you. Maybe you are going to thank Mr. Lord.
I am, yeah. First, I thanked Fortune.
I guess I was just disarmed by the kindness. I don't know.
Do you feel like people shouldn't treat you kindly?
No, I think people should throw a parade for me anytime they see me or applaud when I enter any room. I'm one of the best costume
creators. This guy should play the sub in Phantom of the Forest.
The sub?
With a ball gag in his mouth?
Can you sing?
I'll
Can you sing Jeremy Piven?
Can you sing Jeremy Piven?
In the tune of Happy Birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What part of that song is not... How do you do it?
What happened just
now? I don't know.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, thank you. Can you sing Jeremy Piven, of course?
Jeremy Piven.
I see.
Jeremy Piven. Jeremy Piven to you.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.